We bring an ESPN NFL insider into our mix here at 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp. It's Adam Kaplan, our friend. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Wabi, I'm glad to see you. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be here. It's the first time in a long time that I've been out here to practice. And I'll tell you what, this is a fun football team. They're young, a lot of talent, a lot of upside, and you cannot beat the beautiful weather here in Mankato.
That's right. Well, you picked a good day to come. You had some Jake's Stadium pizza. I mean, this is the full deal. You're getting everything.
I did. I had never been to Jake's. We went with our good friend Paul Allen and Bob Hagen. So we had a good time. And I'll tell you what, being here, you sense the enthusiasm. All of the issues of the offseason are behind them. And it's all about football, which is what you want. As someone who is an observer of the game, you kind of see the excitement and the energy level here, which I've not seen here, I'll be honest with you, in many, many years. And it all starts with the head coach, Mike Zimmer, who brings such a presence here at practice.
What do you think for, you know, you have some teams that are offensive-minded, some teams that are defensive-minded. Is there a bucket to put the Vikings in? And if so, what is it?
It's a great question. I had not thought about that because I was talking to Zim about how he's a defensive-minded head coach, but yet you see North Turner, one of the all-time offensive coordinators, so you've got that balance. This is a balanced team now with Adrian Peterson back. You've kind of got it all here. But the upside here is nice. You don't know if this is, I've been on record saying it's a 10-win team. How do they get to be a 12-win team? I don't know. I mean, it's development of the players by the coaches. How much could they get out of them? How could Norv and Zim and their coaches, how could they get more out of them? That we'll see.
How about the early part of the schedule for the Vikings? Monday night game, second half of the doubleheader, and then you turn around and play the Lions right away. Do you think it's important for the Vikings to start out hot? Of course, every team wants to start out hot, but for the Vikings?
Yeah, and I've been to that stadium, Levi Stadium. It's not the easiest place to play in, and you said they're the second half of that Monday night doubleheader, and having to come back on a short week is going to be difficult. But the thing is, this is not an old, worn-out team. This is a young, fast team. By the way, they practice very fast. Most teams don't, other than the Eagles, who practice faster than anyone. This team practices fast. They're at a very good tempo. But I think there's a lot of youth here, so I don't think that'll be a big deal. But it's all about how they recover, Erk Sugarman and his staff, and how they get these guys together. But the other thing we should note, though, the depth, though, I think is it's going to be tested early in the season when it's really hot, when you travel a lot. Depth is always key to a football team, and that's something here where you look at cornerback, Mike, much better than last year. But I think certain positions and offensive line clearly is an issue. I think overall this is a very good football team, and I really look forward to seeing them this season.
How can people follow your work, ESPN and Twitter?
Well, Twitter is actually Kaplan NFL, C-A-P-L-E-N NFL. And you'll see me during the fall on NFL Insiders, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. You'll see me on NFL Live, SportsCenter. And I'll probably write a little bit in the fall. But just follow me on Twitter. And I cannot wait to watch you guys in the fall, because you guys are one of the exciting teams. The two surprise teams, by the way, I should mention this. I've already been on record saying, and now I have time to talk about it. The Rams and the Vikings are my two upside teams. I think people should be very excited about this fall. I really can't wait to see Teddy Bridgewater in a second season.
All right, man. I know you go to a lot of different camps. You've kicked off your tour here in Minnesota, and we're glad you did so. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.